Second Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's commit our meeting to the Lord in a word of prayer. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for the mercy of our Almighty God. Father, we do thank Thee for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank Thee for the standing we have in Him. And Heavenly Father, as we look on to Thee, even this evening, as we look on to Thee today, for as we come to the Scriptures and as we seek to go through Thy Word, Heavenly Father, we do pray that Thou wouldst come and meet with we, Thy people. Lord, as we go through the Scriptures, the Word of Life, the perfect law of liberty, Lord, we do pray for our brother, Reverend Gray, who will come to preach. Father, we ask that You'll grant him unction from above, that You'll grant him boldness to preach the things concerning Thyself. And Heavenly Father, we do pray that signs would follow the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, we look to Thee, the sole King and Head of Thy Church. And Lord, we pray, help Thy servant even this day. Bless in the Scripture reading, bless in the preaching. Lord, even in the hymn singing, we do pray for the upholding power of the grace of God. And Lord, we do ask of Thee humbly, knowing we are wretched before the sight of God if it were not for the blood. Father, we do pray that you would come and bless thy servant here this evening. Lord, help us, we pray, even now, as we come to the word of God. We ask in the Savior's holy and precious name. Amen. Our scripture reading this evening is taken from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 20. And I'm going to be reading from verses 11 down to verse 15. Let's hear the word of the Lord. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Ending the reading at verse 15. And if we could just leave one more verse of scripture with you, it would be those words of Amos chapter 4 and verse number 12. Prepare to meet thy God. We're going to further seek to worship the Lord by singing Jesus is passing this way.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Reverend Moffat for reading God's Word to us. And we're going to turn to Amos 4. And with God's Word open before us, let us bow in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. We know, Lord, that it's the entrance of thy word that giveth light. And, O God, we pray as we turn to the sacred scriptures just now, that you would come, Lord, and fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. And, O God, we pray that there might be a word in season to some weary heart this day. O God, we thank thee for our blessed Saviour, the one who laid down his life a ransom for the many, and the one who rose again. O God, as we turn to thy word now, come, Lord, and bless it to every heart. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. At the close of our service today, I just want to ask a question to you. It's a very simple question, but it's a very solemn question. And it is a question that you must answer personally within your own heart and within your own soul. And the question is this: have you made preparation to meet God? Amos 4 verse 12 says, "Prepare to meet thy God." The majority in this world will be of the opinion that this is a foolish question to ask, because they do not believe in God, and therefore, according to them, they will never meet God. But of course, they are wrong. They are fools, because the Bible says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." But what about you who believe that there is a God? You believe in a creator. You accept that the God of the Bible is the one and only true God. And you believe that the only way to prepare to meet this triune God is through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Let me ask you the question: have you made preparation to meet God? Because just because you have given mental assent to the fact that there is a God does not mean that you have made preparation to meet him. Very simply, I want to give you three reasons why you must prepare to meet God. And I pray that if you're not saved, if you're not born again of the Spirit of God, that you will listen very carefully to God's precious word today. And I pray that the Lord will take his word and write it upon your heart and upon your soul. First of all, you must prepare to meet God because you will meet God. Meeting God is not an option. Meeting God is not a choice. Meeting God, men and women, is a certainty. Meeting God is something that will definitely happen. You will meet the God of heaven. You will meet the God of the Bible. In Romans chapter 14, we read these very solemn words. The Apostle Paul here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes in verse 10 to 12, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." And then the Apostle Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." And in Revelation 20 and verse 12 it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." What a solemn thought. What a solemn truth. Here we have the first reason why you must prepare to meet God. The day is coming when you will stand before the God of glory. I pray today that God will write this truth in your heart and in your soul. And especially if you're found here listening to God's word and you're still outside of Christ, I pray that the Lord will speak to you, because the day is coming when you must stand before the God of heaven. But there's another reason that I want to emphasize to you. You must prepare to meet God, secondly, because you may have to meet him soon. I wonder, did you ever think of that? Tomorrow is uncertain. The Bible tells us, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Tomorrow you and I could be standing before God. Indeed, before tomorrow comes, God could require your soul to stand before him in judgment. Therefore, because of the uncertainty of tomorrow, you need to prepare to meet God today. Only a fool promises himself tomorrow. There are many such fools that we read about in the Word of God. Let me give you an example of one. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, we read about the rich farmer. Not only did he promise himself many tomorrows, but he neglected to prepare to meet God, with the result that God summoned his soul to stand before him in judgment. Listen to Luke chapter 12 and verse 19 and 20. And I will say to my soul, here's the farmer speaking, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? The farmer promised himself many years of life upon earth. However, that night he died. That night God required his soul to the bar of judgment, and he went out into eternity to meet God. My friend, today you could be caught out unawares, just like the rich farmer that we read about in Luke chapter 12. Thus the reason why you need to prepare to meet God now. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Indeed, the Bible tells us, today if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. In Luke 12, verse 40, the Lord Jesus Christ said, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. I wonder, have you ever considered meeting God? But have you ever stopped to consider that you could meet God tonight? Even before this day is over, have you ever considered that God could require your soul to judgment? That's why the Bible emphasizes to us, prepare to meet thy God. But there's another reason, a very solemn reason, why you need to prepare to meet God. Not only because you will meet God, not only because God could require your soul to meet him today, but thirdly, you must prepare to meet God, because to meet him unprepared will be your greatest calamity. The Bible says, as far as the unsaved are concerned, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. To meet God unprepared means judgment and condemnation. It means hell. Indeed, to meet God unprepared means to be lost and lost forever without hope. What a solemn truth. Matthew 25, verse 41 says, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The judgment of God is a subject, of course, that is not popular in this 21st century. But then the judgment of God as a subject was never popular in any century. But be sure of this, the message of the Bible has not changed. The Bible, God's infallible, inspired, incorruptible word, declares all who meet God unprepared will receive the eternal woe of God upon them. In Revelation chapter 20, we read these words, words concerning the final judgment. Again, I know in this 21st century, men and women refuse to accept that there's going to be a final judgment. But in Revelation 20, right at the end of the Bible. God sets forth this truth concerning the great judgment day. And we read here about the consequences of meeting God unprepared. Listen to these words again. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." And then verse 15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Here in this chapter, we read about God's day of judgment. All those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're standing before Him in judgment. And on this judgment day, God pronounces eternal condemnation upon them. Why? Why does God pronounce eternal condemnation upon them? Because they are meeting God unprepared. Oh, my friend, I pray that God will take His word and write it upon your heart and upon your soul. You need to prepare to meet God, because to meet Him unprepared will be your greatest calamity. The Lord Jesus Christ said on one occasion, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And when we turn to the Scriptures of truth, we must preach the full counsel of God, and we must warn men to flee from the wrath which is to come. And we must exhort men and women to prepare to meet God. Why? Because you're going to meet Him. Because you're going to meet Him soon. And because to meet Him unprepared means that you meet Him in judgment. But how do we prepare to meet God? Well, first of all, you recognize that you need to prepare to meet God. The Bible tells us that we're sinners. We must recognize our need of a Savior. And in order to recognize that we need a Savior, we must admit and confess that we are sinners. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And then we must realize that there's only one who can save us. And we must, by faith, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, because He's the only one who can prepare us and save us. When you and I meet God, we must have an advocate, one who will represent us, one who will plead our case. And there is only one who is able to do this, and that one is the sinless, spotless Son of God. The Apostle John said in 1 John 2 verse 1, "If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only advocate, the only Savior, because of who He is and because of the great work of redemption that He has accomplished upon the cross when He died and when He rose again. Therefore, let me finish by asking you another question. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you, by faith, trusted Christ alone to be your advocate when you stand before the throne of judgment? If you have, then you will meet God in mercy and not in wrath. And instead of hearing those words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire," you will hear those wonderful words, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." You see, the key to meeting God prepared is knowing Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. I'll never forget that day in my life when I met the Lord and when the Lord met me. When he saved me by his grace, the 13th of September 1976, a boy of 13 years of age in a gospel mission, when I was gloriously saved by the grace of God. I wonder today, can you look back to that day in your life when you came as a sinner and trusted the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Redeemer? Well, my friend, if you can't, my prayer today is that you will come and put your faith in the Lord Jesus. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. That day, all those years ago, when I was saved, that was the day I prepared to meet God. Oh, my friend, you need to prepare to meet God by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Robert Murray McShane, when thinking about the day when he would meet God, he penned those wonderful words, "When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe." Are you in Christ today? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? Oh, thank God, even this day you can come. Because of Calvary and because of the finished work of the cross, you can come and make peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can come today and prepare to meet God. And it's all because of Calvary. It's all because of the cross. Oh, come with me, visit Calvary, where my Redeemer died. His blood, it fills the fountain. 'Tis full, 'tis deep, 'tis wide. And thank God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment to Jesus, a cleansing will receive. Prepare to meet thy God. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. O God, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died and shed his precious blood for our sins upon the cross, so that we could be saved and saved eternally. We thank thee that he is the only advocate, the only Savior, the only Redeemer. But we thank thee that the invitation of the gospel is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O God, may all who hear my voice today be prepared for the great eternity. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.